we'll take a look at the weather. And that was playing, I nipped out to the loo, because in the studio, it's a darkened room. There's no windows on the outside world. That's why you are always our eyes on what's going on. And I love to get your texts and your photos, and you're telling me what you're up to. The sun's glorious, and it's definitely that time of year where you leave the house and it's blooming chilly. And then by the time you get to an afternoon, and if you're on an early shift, you're usually wearing the wrong clothes. I think it's that time of year. We'll get that weather shortly. Now, this weekend, primetime telly is going to be taken over by Sundancers. BBC One's latest talent show, Little Mix The Search, is coming to our screens and largely staffed by people from South Shields. Now, both Perry and Jade from the band come from there, of course, but now we're told another local lad, comedian Chris Ramsey, is hosting it, and all they need is Joe McKeldry singing the theme tune, Sarah Millican on the camera. They will have a full set, so watch this space. Here's an idea of what to expect.
Teddy, are you ready?
Breathe, sing.
We need an incredible band to support us on our next tour.
Little Mix are game changers. They became the biggest girl group in the world, and they've now flipped it over and gone, now we're going to go find another group.
Hello.
You remind us a bit of JT.
Yeah? I don't know who that is.
Justin Timberlake.
Wow.
This makes us feel so old. That's when your vocal lacked a bit.
I don't know what you lot are listening to, but I think you were vocally the strongest we've seen today.
I think I've got to disagree, Pez.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
I can feel a split coming on.
Well, now not only are the North East legends fronting the show, but Northumberland vocal coach Junior Miles also worked on the show as a vocal coach and a talent scout. And she joins me now. Hello, Julie.
Hi, Julie. How are you doing?
Not bad at all. Now, listening to that sounds like proper Saturday night telly. I like the sound of it. And I just want to find out a little bit about your involvement. Just explain what the show's about for people who haven't heard about The Search.
Yeah, so this is all about finding either a girl band, a boy band, or even a mixture to actually go on tour with Little Mix. So the most amazing prize. So basically building groups, bands from scratch.
How did you get involved in that?
Yeah, well, I've been fortunate enough to be involved in all of the main TV talent shows over the years, whether it's been because, you know, I've been holding showcases for them or I've had actually my students involved in them. So I've built up a little bit of network of contact. So the casting producer contacted me and asked if I would scout for them and also do the vocal coaching.
So it's an insight into what happens behind the scenes. And when you're watching on the telly, sometimes things can be very cruel. You know, somebody can say something, the judging panel can be very cruel to the people that are on stage. And I presume your role as a talent scout or part of that team, at some points you're going to be stopping people's dreams and saying, actually, no, love, no, don't bother. We're not going to get it any further. It's time to just give up that dream. That's going to be very difficult, isn't it, Julie?
Yeah, absolutely, because, you know, the thing with singing and performing is it's very, very personal. And, you know, that can really, really hit you hard. Not only you, but obviously your family and friends who are rooting for you. I mean, the way that I always approach, when I'm judging or scouting or coaching is, you know, I would never want to kind of dash anyone's dreams. It's always very, very constructive. And I think what singers have to really consider is this is not just about the show looking for the right person. It has to actually be right for the person, because I'm a strong believer that everything happens for a reason, and sometimes it's just not your time. And that's not because you're no good. It's because you're not the right fit. And I think particularly when you're actually trying to put bands together, those individuals have to make sense together. So there might be some amazing singers that get turned away, but it's because they're not going to be a right fit for a group or a band.
When we watch it at home over the years, we've seen many, many talent shows, of course, and sometimes, oh, wait, Julie, they're absolutely atrocious. And the fact that they'll say, oh, my mum and dad have said I'm a great singer. And you think, really? Why on earth would you let your child go on the telly when they can't sing a note? So I do agree that, you know, you've got some great singers there who don't fit. But on the other hand, you must have seen some dreadful acts over the years.
Yeah, and, you know, I think, and it is true, and I certainly wouldn't name names and so on, but I think things have moved on a little bit now. When the talent shows were all kind of new and exciting and nobody really knew what to expect, a lot of the entertainment, sadly, was over the ones who just were a bit delusional. But I think, you know, bearing in mind we've all taken on the be kind mantra, and I think, you know, that sometimes people were put on those shows for completely the wrong reason. So I like to think that nowadays, and certainly with what I saw and, you know, how I was involved with the kind of auditions and so on, we were really very much trying to find the best people and being very, very kind to the ones who, you know, it just wasn't going to be.
What I like about this, Julie, is that it involves us lot. So you've got quite a South Shields, North East contingent going on there. It must have been quite nice hearing those North East voices.
Do you know what? It was. But sadly, a lot of the North East voices weren't allowed in the room with me, because as soon as they found out that I'd either put them forward or I was their vocal coach or they knew me, they had to go in a different room. So at one point I felt kind of like a minor celebrity, because everyone was, you know, do you know Julie Miles? Oh, right, you have to go in a different room. But it was so lovely, because, you know, most of these auditions, it was 2 days in London, then Manchester and Birmingham. You know, there was a lot of Southern and Midlands people, you know, people actually travelling from Ireland. But it was so lovely that the centre of it did seem to be about the North East, obviously because of Jade and Perry, and, you know, we didn't know who was going to be presenting at that point. So it felt very much like a bit of a Northern show, which was lovely.
Is there anybody we should be looking out for in particular that caught your eye? And let's hope they're from up here.
Yeah, do you know what? There's... Again, because I wasn't really involved with the northern side of it, just obviously so that there was no way I could be biased. And actually, because it was so long ago, these auditions took place November, December of last year, when had never heard of such a thing called COVID. So this kind of almost feels now a bit like we've entered into a completely different life. So I'm actually looking forward to watching on Saturday, because I couldn't get involved in the latter stages due to other commitments, and then obviously COVID hit. So the whole show was kind of closed down. So this is going to be such a lovely refresher for me to actually see the people that I did do the workshops with and coach and so on in those early stages. I do remember a number of people that worked that really, really stood out for me. So I'm really hoping that they do make it to audition in front of the girls.
So has it been all pre-recorded, or was it simply the auditions that were pre-recorded, well, have been recorded already? Or will we see the girls, the Little Mix girls, deciding, or is it open to a public vote?
Yeah, so the little initially, and you know, this was a bit of a moving feast, but initially the plan was always going to be that behind the scenes we were going to sift through and bring forward the best possible talent so that Little Mix could actually see them, audition them, and then actually start building the band.
Fantastic. So it's on the telly.
This is going to be their decision, which is fabulous.
Wonderful. So it's called The Search. It's on BBC One in the iPlayer. And it starts on the telly on Saturday. Thank you very much, Julie. Before
Great.
I let you go, we're on this show on a Monday. We always like to find out what you're most looking forward to, because we like to have a moan-free Monday to set us up for the rest of the week. So what will get you through this week, Julie? What's on the cards to get you a spring in your step to take you through till Friday?
Well, do you know what? I am so busy doing what I do, and what I do is what I love. So I kind of, I know this is going to sound really, really soppy, so I actually just look forward to seeing, I'm just about to start working online. I've got my first students actually in Japan. But I just look forward to seeing the voices that I've been working with for years and years, and see what they're going to bring to me this week. So, yeah, I love my job, so that's what I'm looking forward to.
Fantastic. Sue's been in touch, Julie. Sue Wilson says she's getting a new washer. Now, I think that's on par with you doing your vocal work with people in Japan.
There you go. That's definitely got set the balance, hasn't it?
Oh, it's certainly. There's nothing worse than when your washer goes kaput. That's a
absolutely.
Nightmare. Good to speak to you, Julie. You have a great day. Cheers.
Bye
bye. Bye. Oh, yes, I'm with you there. Sue Wilson, she's getting a new washer.